You're listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, the shoe swap's choice for community radio. The Voice is produced by volunteers, and the technology required for broadcasting is supported by members, sponsors, and your generous donations. The Voice has just moved into some new digs, and we're still doing renovations. Help us out and buy a square foot of the station by donating $50 to our reno fund at First United. Did I forget to mention we want you as a member of The Voice? Only $20 a year. To find out more, go to voiceoftheshoeswap.ca. Join us and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny. This week our guests on Live in the Shoe Swap are the Mike Allen Quartet, who are touring in support of an album entitled Celebrating Sunny Greenwich, to raise awareness about this influential Canadian musician whom bluesman Mike Bloomfield called the John Coltrane of the guitar world. Up next, Mike Allen and the band are going to play Memories of Miles, written by Greenwich after sharing the stage with jazz icon Miles Davis. First, though, Mike tells us about his musical formation.
It's a similar story to a lot of people. I came up in a musical family. My dad and my mom both played piano and different instruments. My dad played flute and guitar. You know, I got into the high school jazz band program and then met some people that had jazz albums, started listening to music of that kind in my mid to later teens. And then, you know, when I was at that age where I was trying to decide what to do with my life, I love music so much. Like so many young people now that we've been seeing on our trip, we're doing workshops in some high schools as we go along. You can really tell the ones that are just, they're already attached to music. Music has, you know, sunk its hooks into them. And I was one of those kids, you know. I just loved it, and there was really nothing that compared to it. So I went to school for music and went to McGill University for jazz, to learn jazz. And that's where I met Dave Robbins and Steve Holy. They were both going to McGill as well. And we did our jazz degrees and started our careers in Montreal playing music. And then just so happens we all moved out to Vancouver at the same time for different reasons. And then we
Was that roughly?
That was around 95.
Okay.
Then we kept playing together and have been playing together for years. Like, you know, many, many, many times, hundreds and hundreds of times. But my band, this band just really formed in the last 5 to 10 years. And, you know, even though we've been playing together for 30 plus years, you know, in different formations and things, this band is sort of within the last decade.
So thank you very much, Jordan, for inviting us to play on our tour in BC and Alberta to release and promote our new CD, which you probably saw at the front when you came in. We're on tour celebrating the music of great jazz Canadian jazz guitarist Sonny Greenwich and his music. And that's one of the reasons why we have Miles on guitar for this, because a lot of the music, you know, sounds great on guitar, meant for guitar. So, but we just started with a tune that I thought of today. It's a tune of Miles's that I changed to be in three for some reason. It seemed like a good idea. And I was thinking about it today. We left this morning to go into Kelowna to do a school show at Kelowna Secondary School, and it was raining, and we came back. It was sunny, and it just was marvelous out. So this tune is called Sunshine. It kind of feels like sunshine when you play it. We're going to continue, though, with some music from the new album. And I think this one is going to be, it's called Memories of Miles. And that would be Miles Davis, somebody who Sonny Greenwich knew. Actually, at one point early on, Miles Davis gave Sonny a call and asked him to be in his band. But Sonny wasn't able to join the band at that time because they were going on tour to Europe and couldn't travel at that time. So that's his story about Miles Davis. But Sonny was a great musician, is a great musician, and has a history with Miles. And he wrote a tune for Miles called Memory of Miles.